12K education remains Governor Brad Little's top priority in his proposed budget for the next fiscal year beginning in July, with every other facet of the state government seeing a combined $57 million cut. James Dawson has this breakdown.
Little's roughly $4 billion spending plan would boost salaries for veteran teachers, as well as raise starting teacher pay to $40,000 a year.
I subscribe to the view that it's better to prepare children today than to repair them later.
His proposal would also inject millions into a childhood literacy initiative, more scholarship money for students, and support new career technical facilities in Lewiston and Idaho Falls. Idaho's prisons are seeing a surge in spending, spurred on by a ballooning inmate population. Little wants to nearly double the number of inmates Idaho sends to out-of-state prisons, but he also wants to invest $8.6 million in reentry and intervention programs to help curb the state's recidivism rate.
We have a choice. We can either invest in measures designed to reduce the demand for prison beds and promote safer communities, or we can do nothing and ensure the next check we write is larger than the last.
Last year, Little promised to get rid of the sales tax on groceries in his first State of the State address, but his proposal only offered half the money to get there because of weaker than expected state revenues. Details on that plan are left up to the legislature, which will ultimately set Idaho's budget later this year. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.